Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, May 17. Coming up, normalcy being restored to the country following heavy rains. Prime Minister tours areas worst affected by heavy rainfall, and most students were able to sit external exams on Tuesday. The details after the break.
Jamaica, let's show full support for Labor Day 2017, Tuesday, May 23. Register your Labor Day projects with the National Secretariat. Email labourday@mcges.gov.jm or call 978-7654. Come out and give a helping hand in your community. Labor Day 2017, let's restore, preserve, and beautify Jamaica.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is touring several communities that have been worst affected by the recent heavy rains. Mr. Holness returned to the island last night, cutting short his official visit to the Dominican Republic, which was scheduled to end today, May 17. The Prime Minister's tour began with the community of Sunnyside in Linstead, St. Catherine, where 30 persons were rescued yesterday following extensive flooding. He's also scheduled to visit Annantown, Frankfield, Ebony Park, Alley and Rocky Point in Clarendon, as well as Cave Valley, located close to the border of St. Anne and Clarendon. A comprehensive review of the damage caused by the recent flood rains is slated to begin this Friday. Meanwhile, Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, is assuring the public that the government will take the necessary actions to restore normalcy to the country following widespread flooding and damage caused by heavy rains over the past few days.
The government will, on Friday morning, of course, seek a further comprehensive review of the assessment of the damage done, but we are currently on the road evaluating what is happening, and the National Works will, of course, take steps in conjunction with the agency to ensure that there is continued access to the various communities.
Minister Chang was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House on Tuesday. He adds that preliminary reports from the relevant agencies outline several infrastructural and agricultural damage, dislocation and major inconvenience, particularly in south central and southeastern parishes. Clarendon has reportedly been hardest hit. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid says most students were able to sit external examinations on Tuesday, May 16. While educational institutions across the island were closed as a result of heavy rains, students who were due to sit CXC and GCE IGCSE exams were advised to go to the nearest examination center where they would be accommodated.
The procedure for students who have missed their exams would be that they would have to report to the school directly, and we'll send a report to CXC, and CXC will make a determination as to what remedy they are likely to offer. There are usually two remedies. Either we do a supplementary paper, depending on how many students across the island would have been affected, and the other alternative would be to use internal grades and forecast grades as the final determination of their scores.
Schools reopened today, and the ministry says it will continue to monitor the situation and provide regular updates. And the Forestry Department is collaborating with Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ to strengthen property tax incentives offered to private landowners who declare their land a forest reserve or a forest management area. Senior Research Officer at the department, Brahim Diop, says the incentive in the form of a tax remit seeks to encourage owners of forested lands to maintain their property. This initiative is part of an overall drive by the Forestry Department to have more authority over the island's forests.
What we want to do is that we want to try and increase the incentive so that those persons who have forest cover right now would be encouraged to keep their land under forest.
Mr. Diop was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Jamaica has 40% forest cover, a quarter of which is owned by the government. Mr. Diop says the Forestry Department is looking to have more authority over what persons can do with trees on their property, as well as be more involved in the issuing of development orders. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.